dude, that's the shit that makes me fucking rock hard about this. Dude, we can do whatever the fuck we want. We run this whole podcast. Dude.
You're listening to the number one old school RuneScape podcast.
Welcome to Old School RuneScape Weekly. Today is 1 June 2019. I am your host, Davey Jones. I am your host, Nick, and I am joined by Carl.
Hey guys.
And Joe.
That's not my fucking name, dude. Come on.
Dude,
my name was first.
You mess it up again.
My name was first.
This is the third take.
I'll swap it on and off. I guess we'll start off with this week in review. This is where we talk about our achievements for this week, and I'll start it off with Carl. What have you achieved?
I
saw 93 rune crafting.
93 rune crafting, yep. And, well, that's pretty much it. I got 2 followers on Twitch. That's
Dude.
Pretty much
it.
That's right. Carl, you've been streaming a lot on Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Talk
if you guys want to watch my stream, you know, twitch.tv/afcarl. Yeah, I'm pretty goofy. I usually stream rune crafting and other garbage. So, yeah, come check me out. Nice.
Yeah, we were playing, I forget what the game was called, but it was pretty fun.
Rocket Arena.
Yes, Rocket
Arena. Yeah, that game was lit. 100%.
How about you, Joe? What have you done this week?
Nothing. As usual. I don't ever do anything. I worked a whole lot of overtime.
Nice.
Made a lot of money. Didn't make a lot of XP gains. So it was a bad week overall.
Just make sure on your breaks you pull out the phone, old school RuneScape mobile.
Well, you know, my boy, what's his name? Noob. Was it 09? Was it 07?
07 Noob. Yeah.
07 Noob 09 or something. I know your name.
It's 07 Noob 009.
Yeah, 009. Okay. He said he was going to beat me. He was going to catch up to me and pass me in Slayer. So I'm going to make
already passing me in Slayer.
I'm going to make it a point to make sure that you don't. So,
We'll see, buddy.
I think Slayer is my second lowest level, which I know is like absolutely god awful, no excuse.
I think my Iron Man Slayer is almost as high as yours. Which is funny because I haven't played on my Iron Man in probably like 3 weeks.
Fuck Slayer.
Rip.
Dude,
Slayer
is
so fucking easy.
Dude, just let Joe tell you about gargoyles.
I just don't really care. About doing it. I don't know.
I
have more fun doing Hunter.
My first gargoyle task, Nick, netted me 700k.
No,
just
I know
like
that
the
it's
entire
profitable.
Task.
The whole task was 700k gold.
It is an amazing skill for a profit. It is. Some people find it really really fun. I don't know. I just don't really enjoy.
Oh no, it's not fun. No. But
what do you mean?
It is necessary.
Fun. What
it's necessary?
It is most definitely fun.
I prefer doing my combat with Splashing and Nightmare Zone. I actually, so this week, I splashed a lot at work. I hopped off, because I needed to get 75 magic for something. I forget what.
Wait till your boss listens to our podcast, and he'll know that you've been playing during work.
That I've been playing during work. And Splashing's actually even more AFK-able than Nightmare Zone. I just turn my phone over, you know, tap once, put it back over. But if you guys want to watch me splash, I always do it right outside the Cather B Bank. I splash on a man right out there.
World 491, boys.
World 491. Walk by the Cather B Bank. If I'm online, I'm probably splashing right there.
God, you're such a bitch. God. I'm sorry, dude, but every time I see someone splashing, I just scream.
You're wasting your runes. What are you doing?
Inefficient.
God damn.
It's so AFKable, though. It's so nice.
God.
And then, other than that, I did Recipe for Disaster. I completed it this week.
Oh, nice.
I completed Desert Treasure this week.
Oh. Too.
Damn, dude.
And I did a bunch of other quests that I don't really remember the names of, but I'm up to 200 quest points now. So.
Oh, you're actually beating me. You're beating me by 13 quest points. Or no, 23. Fuck.
The wise old man in the flesh, Nick.
Oh, that was another thing that I was going to bring up. I didn't know this was a thing, but I freed up like 100 bank slots. The wise old man. So I'm super lazy and I never clear things from my bank unless like...
You just deposit all quest items into your bank after you complete the quest.
After the quest, I'm like, I don't know if I'll need this shit again. I don't feel like looking it up. I just deposit in there. I didn't know that the wise old man... I knew that he removed free-to-play ones, but I guess they updated it last year to where he removes pay-to-play quest items from your bank now too. So I got 100 free bank slots. So if you're also kind of coming back and didn't know that like me, he will remove that shit. So
wow,
I think
imagine being that fucking lazy.
I think that quest point cape is probably my big thing that I'm gonna start going for, because I've been genuinely enjoying the quests, which sounds super weird, but I don't know. I haven't been really enjoying scaling.
Wait till you do Monkey Madness 2, buddy. Then you'll really enjoy quests.
I'm not looking forward to Monkey Madness 2. I'm not looking forward to Dragon Slayer 2. And I'm not looking forward to... what's that? Morning's End?
Part 2? Oh, gosh.
I'm really not looking forward to that. So those three, those will probably kill questing for me, but... that's why I'm saving the worst for last. So,
that's fair.
I'm trying to think. I streamed myself killing black salamanders.
Killing them? Bit.
Or not killing them, while capturing black salamanders.
No, let's be honest. You were killing them, because after you caught them, you would throw them on the ground.
Yeah. Well, no, and you release they were them. Dying. You see them, like, scatter off.
Nah, you know where they go when you release them. They slither into that lava river that's right next to you, and they die.
Dead.
Actually dead.
So how'd that go? Did you get PK'd?
No, I was really expecting somebody, like, one of our fans to, like, go in and then, like, try to PK me just to, like, fuck with me. But it didn't happen.
I'm not going to lie. I considered coming to PK you.
All of our fans that we have... speaking of fans that we have... Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about some of the people who joined our Discord this week.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
We had a couple people.
We had some people, and then we had some people leave right away.
My new friends.
Yep. So let's see. I don't even know how you say that. What's his name? Because SRVE. Well, SRVE is the first one who joined out of that group.
Servy. I guess.
Welcome to the Discord.
Yeah, welcome, buddy.
Thank you for joining and not leaving yet. And then we had Zazie. Zazie joined. He joined. He left us a nice little review on iTunes as well. So, and then we had a guy named Spanky join. And Nick spanked him. And as soon as Nick spanked him, he walked away. He left. So that was fun. Facts.
I and did a spank emoji and then a peach emoji, you know, like spank in the ass. And then he left right after I sent that. So.
And then Blanky, what the fuck? So we had a guy join named Blanky. He left.
He had some really nice things to say.
He was the most enthusiastic fucking person that I think has joined our Discord whatsoever.
In general, the most enthusiastic person I've ever seen in my life.
Yep. So he joined, I said...
Which is a good thing. I'm not hating. I think it's awesome.
So he joined, and I welcomed him. I said, welcome, Blanky. Thanks for joining. He said, well, see you later, guys. Have a good day. Don't forget to take breaks. And then he left.
Then he said, don't forget to take breaks.
Yeah, but then he left the Discord. Like, I was genuinely excited.
I, for one, wanted back. I thought he was awesome.
No. I was upset that he left, man. He
left his impression, though. That's all that matters.
Yeah. We had like a real connection. I said, glad you enjoy them. I'll be on around 4:30 after I get off work. And by the time I got home, he was no longer in our Discord.
Never to be seen again. Also, Blanky.
If for some reason, Blanky, you're listening to this and you think you got kicked, there might have been a problem with the link. So maybe try the link at the end of this one.
Also, I added you as a friend on Discord.
He did say bye. Maybe he just like was like, he just wanted to come in and send a message and then leave. He wanted to come in and see the meme. That's what I think Spanky did. He just came and looked at the meme and then left. Remember I said, like, check the meme in our Discord.
Maybe.
True.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. I wasn't shitting on him, though. I wanted him to be here, you know? So.
I wish I could be as enthusiastic as Blinky, though, to be honest.
Man, like, he was typing all that stuff, and I'm sitting on the toilet at work. I'm like, whoa, hey, you know,
he was nice guy, making me have a good day at work. What a nice guy.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I guess we could move on into, I thought we could talk about polls that, just segueing on into polls that were near misses. So these are things that, I looked at some polls that Jagex had done that that failed, and I thought were kind of interesting. Like, I was kind of curious as to like why these ones failed. And then at the bottom, I threw in some ones that weren't so like near miss fails, but were still like, man, that's kind of odd to me that those failed, or it would have been really crazy if those things had been added. So for the first one, it was, if players try to log into a world that is full, they will be put into a queue.
I don't see how that's an issue. I don't know.
The only thing that I could think of is like maybe people don't want.
They don't want to
get like the luck.
In the World of Warcraft.
They don't want it to like. They'd rather keep it the luck based, where like you see that there's 2,000 people in a world. And you just, like, click on it, and you keep clicking on it, and hopefully you're, like, the one that gets in when somebody leaves.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I can think of. So they're maybe just wanting to keep it to, like, the people that really want to be there. But I don't know. I very rarely see, like, worlds full now. Like, it seems like the worlds are pretty evenly spread. I don't know how they're doing it.
I think because of that is, the reason of that is because they keep adding in more worlds, which is a positive. I think they should be doing that every now and then. Especially with the increase of the player base.
Yeah, I think gone are the, because I remember whenever I would play back in 2007, 2008 time period, it was, like, very common for world, like, world one, world two to always be, like, full, like, maxed out
constantly. Yeah, well, those were like the trading worlds. Those before the GE, those were the worlds you went to go like sell all your stuff. I mean, I could see why it was polled, at least at the very least. I mean, no, but why would you want to go on a world that crowded anyway? It's usually probably just going to be full of scammers, so it's kind of a waste. If you want a good world to play on, come to World 491.
Facts.
491 is the world to go to.
My dude.
The next one was, allow players to attack other players on PvP worlds while they are in combat with non-NPCs. And that one just barely didn't pass at 72%. I thought that one was kind of interesting. Like, I don't see what's wrong with that one, because I also think that one was done to try to end splashers in PvP worlds.
Is that saying on PvP worlds?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't put the world after PvP.
I mean, I guess I don't really have an opinion on that, because I would probably never see myself playing on a PvP world, but I don't know. Apparently 72% of people wanted that.
I thought that would be good. Yeah. Because, like, to stop yourself from getting PK'd, you could just...
Well, yeah, it's called boxing.
...get into combat with an NPC, yeah.
So, like, if you run up and you start attacking, like, a mob or something in a non-multi-combat area, you're pretty much safe if that mob can't kill you. Mm-hmm. And eventually,
That's ridiculous, what?
Yeah.
Actually, that reminds me of something. Back when I did the Mage Arena 2 quest... I don't know if you guys have done it.
but there's a part where you have to cast a certain amount of spells, or a certain amount of each of the god spells on the enemies in that area. And it's in the wilderness, so there's a chance of players coming and trying to kill you. It happened while I was doing it, and I aggroed one of the enemies and turned off auto attack and just stood there, letting the NPC attack me for literally... I stood there for literally 5 minutes until the player said lol and then logged out.
So the funny thing about that is that's actually bannable.
What?
Boxing. Boxing is like a bannable offense.
Well, sorry. I guess I should be banned then.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is like, that's like Jagex's stance on it, is that it's like a bannable offense.
Well, I didn't want to get PK'd. All I was doing was a quest. So exactly. I kind of abused. I didn't really. I mean, that's not really abusing. I took advantage of how the game works and the game mechanics to make sure that I was safe and I wasn't going to get PK'd. So, whatever.
People do it all the time, but yeah.
The next one was, players will be unable to enter combat for 10 seconds after teleporting on PvP worlds. And that one, again, just barely passed at 73%. Or barely didn't pass.
That's probably... I mean, that probably would be good, because I remember when I was trying to do the Chambers of Xeric for the first time on the main world... There's like a dedicated world for that. There were a bunch of people spamming, oh, looking for a group? Go to this world. And sure enough, that world that they were advertising was a PvP world.
Jesus.
So there literally are people trying to lure people doing Chambers of Xeric onto a PvP world. Yeah. Obviously, I didn't fall for it because I'm not dumb. But, you know, 15 years ago, I fell for a Dragon Claw scam. We won't talk about that.
And then the next one was, I thought this one was interesting, and I understand why it wouldn't pass, but I think it would kind of, anyway, it's add a wines to Wine of Zamorak spell to the Arceus spellbook.
A wines to Wine of Zamorak spell? What does that mean?
So, you know how there's like bones to peaches or bones to bananas, those spells?
Yeah.
Essentially, this would be turning a wine into a Wine of Zamorak.
And it would that sounds pretty OP. But...
It does sound pretty OP, but I mean, I guess it would just super devalue Wines of Zamorak. Basically, I think they do need
Who cares about devaluing Wines of Zamorak?
And not only that, I do think they need to add in more, at least a more spawns or something. I know that that was part of... there are PvP changes they wanted to pull, adding in another spawn of the Wine of Zamorak. But, like, those things, have you ever... Whenever you try to go get one, it's ridiculous. Like, bots are just literally, like, hopping worlds left and right and, like, taking them. Like...
Yeah, I got most of my Wines of Zamorak from bossing. Yeah. Like, Cerberus.
Yeah. I just feel like they need to put more ways of getting the Wines of Zamorak.
I think they should add another spellbook. I think we talked about this in a recent podcast.
Where they combine spells.
Yeah, where they combine spells. Because that one shit post, was it a shit post? It was a post of some kind where someone wanted to combine telekinetic grab and high alchemy. Yeah. So I think it would be cool if they made a whole new spellbook for that kind of stuff.
That would be really cool. I think another cool thing would be making more tele other spells.
Yes. Although, I mean, I only used that a handful of times, and that was like to show newer players around the game because I could
teleport
them. That's
what I'm saying. Like,
you brought Wag to my.
Yeah, I remember that.
Agility. Yeah.
Because, it could almost be like a certain. A service sold to like new players. Just so
there's literally a new clan that's called Tele Other Clan, and
it
it's
really?
Just meant
or
to
you...
tell. No, I'm saying they should have that. Yeah,
that would be really funny.
Yeah,
if I was totally maxed and I didn't know what to do with my account, I probably would just go to Lumbridge and be like, Tele Othering people 1K.
Wow, did you be stealing money from the poor?
Nah, it's like I'm Thief. Adding in the part of the game that should already be there for new players.
Lodestones, you mean?
Yeah, well, like, not lodestones. Yeah, sorry, not lodestones. I actually super agreed with their carpet ride idea.
Where, oh, like, for like brand new accounts for like an hour or whatever it was?
Yeah, but like I don't see the issue if it's a carpet ride where it takes a long amount of time to get to Varrock. I don't see the issue with just always having it up if you make it take a long amount of time to get there.
But you know? But it would devalue like new accounts though.
What do you mean?
You have to pay.
I'm just memeing,
dude. I'll say you have to pay to ride it.
I'm just memeing.
I was so confused for a second. I was like, the hell's he talking about?
It's like taking into account like something, making something easier and then saying, oh, that devalued when I did it 10 minutes ago.
Oh. It would devalue all the noobs right now.
It would literally devalue every account in the game because I didn't have it when I was a new account.
That's devalues my no magic carpet Iron Man.
nice meme. Moving into the next one is remove the wilderness ditch and add an alternative to prevent luring.
No,
doesn't the wilderness ditch prevent that because you have to actually cross it?
Well, they seem... What? I think they want to remove it because it's, their words, not mine, a bit of an eyesore. And
I like the eyesore.
They're pretty, like, I've been watching a lot of the blogs, and it comes up pretty regularly with the developers. Like, they're pretty adamant in wanting to, I wouldn't be surprised if they do another poll where it's like, it's getting removed. Which one of these options do you want?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I mean, they could do, so I don't know if you guys have gone, well, Carl has, I don't know if Nick has, when you go up to that troll area where they're going to range the fuck out of you over by Berthor.
Oh, the troll stronghold.
Yeah, up that way. Yeah, you know how that little warning pops up
And
doesn't let you go any further until you hit accept? That's how the wilderness should be. They should just do it like that.
Wait, there's a warning in that area?
Yeah.
There's a small warning that pops up every time you go through it.
I mean, you can hit it to make it
I must have disabled
say,
it, because I don't
Yeah, you can make
that.
It say, like, don't show me this again, but that's what they should just do for the wilderness, is, like, whenever you cross that threshold, or you're getting ready to cross that threshold, it's they're just like, hey, by the way, you
they
can...
They stop you from moving, and you have to click like, on the notification.
Yep, that, and it should also show, put a thing saying, like, this is what you'll lose if you die out here, if someone kills
All
you.
Of your money! So. And your happiness. Yay. Hmm.
I kind of... Maybe just, like, visually having the ditch there, and when you run across it, that... I hate, like, the jumping over shit. I don't know.
I like it. I think that's
you
pretty
like
cool.
It.
Yeah. And not... It's not that it's cancer that I like it. I just like it because it's old. It's old school. I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
The next one is revised graphics of the Nightmare Zone. That one got 71%.
Why? What needs to be revised of it?
Nobody even looks at it when they play
I don't understand.
It.
Nobody watches the screen when they're playing Nightmare Zone.
What the That's like saying, all right, on new accounts, when you customize your character, we need to add in realistic faces of real people into the customization. No.
It'd be There's like no right point. Now, if they did an emergency polling, and they were like, before we put out the Priftiness update, can we do a quick visual update to the current Priftiness? And everybody would be like, no, what the fuck?
Yeah. They're just trying to slide in that extra sauce to try and trigger everybody.
This is dumb, dude. Stupid idiot.
Stupid dumb.
Jagex, dude.
No, Jagex is fine. It's just sometimes they just lose control, you know?
I'm gonna run the game now.
Good luck.
Next one's add clothing made with farming and cooking. So that's like what? You would use the farming and cooking skills. They only like very briefly. I tried to look up more on it, but
what does that have to do with cooking?
Yeah, well, I'm assuming that's why 30% of the people didn't want it. But like, it would be clothing that helps you with.
So it's like XP.
What are you making red berry pie shirt? Like what?
No, it would be more like cooking outfit or something like that.
Like a chef suit.
Oh, yeah, you're not wearing something like you that. Cook. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I got from that. Oh, I got a potato lasagna shirt.
Sweet.
Think of like the prospector's outfit or the fisherman's outfit or the lumberjack's outfit.
Well, there's a farming outfit though, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
You get it from Titty Farm, don't you?
Yeah, Titty there Farm. Is now, but at the time that this was pulled.
Oh, well, how long ago was all the... Oh, okay. This is so
these are like past. Yeah, these are like in the past things.
Yeah, because the farming outfit's been out for a while.
Yeah.
And then the next one is add marks of grace to all agility courses. So that includes like the wilderness agility course.
Nah, that devalues rooftop. Nah.
It really does, because the wilderness one is better XP, but you don't get the marks. Right, so there's that risk of being out there for the better XP, but if you could get marks out there, then why would you do any other course? Until, true. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of stupid.
No, fucking dumb. I'm glad they didn't pass.
Dumb. Yeah.
When you hit level 60, which agility course did you use?
The
Sears
Village.
But did you have the hard diaries done so that you had the teleport? No.
No, but it's still faster than the other ones.
Okay. I mean, after you do the diary, though, it's definitely worth it.
Pretty quickly, though.
No, never did.
Because
you spend a lot of time in the animations of like hopping each part that you actually regen most of your run back.
Yeah, but at the Sears, you have to do that like run from the building
bro,
back to the. Bro,
I got 99 agility, Nick.
I'm saying like I was just doing it earlier with full graceful, and I was like. Running out of energy from that.
Did you have? Were you carrying food?
Were you holding a full inventory of rune full helms?
No, I didn't have anything.
That's weird. Why you'd be running out? I've never had that. Yeah, I never ran out of energy. Maybe your guy's just fat.
Maybe my guy's out of shape. Needs to get on the.
Your guy's just special. He just wants to run.
I don't know. I don't ever remember running out because I wasn't using stamina potions. And I don't ever remember running out of energy doing that run.
Because I've literally been doing the things to do the hard task so I don't run out of energy. Because that's what Jesus I thought Christ. Needed to happen. But I guess apparently not. Would you like the ability to change your vote at any point? And so that's with the polls. You can go back and change your vote at any time. And that got 59.2, which I understand why this failed at the time, but now if they're going to be hiding results, I don't see what's wrong with this being implemented.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter at this point because you can't see the result anyway.
Yeah. And then, so I think they should re-poll that now.
Yeah.
And then if loot share is introduced, should there be... a loot share potential that scales off of your previous big drop.
I'm not a big 5%. Fan of loot share.
No, so you know, loot share is stupid. It's what caused like inflation in RS3.
Yeah, because it just deletes items and turns it into gold without actually going through other players. Because you need to circulate those items through other players to get the gold.
And that just was fucking insane that they were thinking about doing that.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard yikes for me.
I'm pretty sure they even said that loot share was a bad idea. Why would they even suggest that as like a...
What I think they're trying to like... They want to do a form of loot share that's different. That's why they're saying like, oh, if loot share... If we introduce some form of loot share, what if we put this change on it where like it has the potential to scale off of your previous big drop, you know, like... So that there's not constantly large amounts of gold coming into the game, but it's still stupid, you know.
No, they should just give it to a random person, right? Like, oh, you get it, and then go sell it at the GE or something. I don't know, fucking dumb.
What if that's fair. Like?
You could have it posted to the GE immediately, and then distribute the gold amongst the people when it sells.
Nah.
No, what I was thinking is that what if you just made it so that if you were doing it together, you could turn on some function where you wouldn't get any large items, but you guys would get like small items of like the same, like a higher chance of getting smaller items that are still worth a lot of money. I don't know if I'm like clearly articulating what I'm trying to say.
I don't really understand.
So but... what you're saying is, if like for example, your team was camping Bandos, instead of getting like having a chance of getting a Bandos chest plate, you could only get like 50k coins.
No, think of like a smaller, like a mid tier drop, is what I'm thinking of. Like
there's not really a
chance of getting the mid tier. Well, yeah.
Yeah, there's really only high. I don't
know. A chance of getting mid tier drops from them, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, they could do something like that, but
I think you should just boss with people you trust so you don't get skamazed. That's what I think.
That's also true.
Yeah, facts.
Oh, what if somebody traded you? If somebody, I was watching a video earlier where somebody was trust trading people as like part of the basis of their video. What if somebody ran up to you and they were like, "Hey, can you hold this for me real quick?" And And they gave you one bill GP. And we're like, "I'm gonna be back real quick. I need it and needed an
first
empty
of all,
inventory slot."
Why the fuck are they trading me one bill when there's a bank right next to me?
No,
if you're asking if I'm gonna give it back, I'm not going to.
You're not going to?
No. What?
What if you gave it back to him and then he gave you two bill because you trust he trusted?
Or what if you gave it back to him and he said thanks and logged out? See.
Oh, that's fair.
It was just a social
experiment. At what point would you give it? At what point would you give it back?
If it was like 10, 20 mil, I'd give it back. Like, whatever. Take it.
What if he gave you a Bando? Yeah, so he gives you his Bandos chest plate, and he's like, "Hey, can you hold this for me real quick?"
Well, yeah, I'd give it. I have one, so I'd give it back.
First of all, what would be his motive for doing that? Hey, hold on to this really expensive item. But... I don't understand when this would happen.
Somebody
hold my
YouTube
twisted
video.
Bow for me really quick. I need inventory slots for high alking.
I would actually alk it and give it back to him. I'm like, here's your
200k that you had gold for you. Good meme. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. I get what you're saying, but that's just kind of weird.
What's the highest amount that you would still give back? Is what I'm saying. Somebody trust trades you. It's just a guy joking around. He's like, "Hey, I want to."
I'd probably
give
back
you.
Any item because
really,
the way
even two bill, like the guy trades you two bill.
Yeah, because the way I like to play this game is I like to earn all of my own money. That's why I've never spent real money on bonds and traded in for GP. I've earned all my GP from playing the game, and I feel like if someone gave me two bill, I wouldn't take this game seriously anymore, and I would go get 99 crafting. 99 herbal ore. I would just get every 99 that was buyable, and then just kind of like get 200 mil rune crafting or something stupid at that point. Like, I wouldn't even play the game anymore. But that's just me. Everyone's got their own view.
I guess we can move on into polls, news, and updates. And then for this one, we're just going to go over all the stuff for Song of the Elves a little bit more in depth. Some of the stuff's pretty interesting, so we'll start off with the going over the original Song of the Elves blog poll, and I was very impressed with, so when they polled should Song of the Elves be added to Old School or RuneScape, it got 93.5%.
That's actually, like, one of the highest like results I've ever seen.
That's one of the highest results I've ever seen. One, and two, especially for just like not a quality of life change that across the board everybody wants. It's like a major piece of content coming into the game.
To be fair, it doesn't even seem like a lot of people voted. Only 40,000. That's about half.
That's
like the players that are online at any given time.
That's pretty normal for polls.
That's fair.
A lot of people don't actually vote in the things, so it's real life.
I remember telling you guys that for whatever reason I never get a notification when there's a poll that's live, so I just never know when to go vote.
Yeah,
I must have turned that off or something, but I don't know how to turn it back on. Feels bad, man.
Feels bad. I think there is a poll going on right now, actually.
is there?
PvP changes.
Well, I turned off PvP updates in general, so I'm never going to see that. I'm just kidding.
But of all the things that they pulled for the original Song of the Elves poll, everything passed. So that's also
pretty incredible.
Question two was, if Song of the Elves is added to the game, should the 11 capital of Priftiness also be added?
Did you say 11?
11. The elven capital of Priftiness also be added. Entry to the city will require completion of Song of the Elves. So,
again, 93%. Also, yeah. High.
Are you looking forward to doing Song of the Elves and all those fucking?
I am actually. I haven't done a quest in I don't know, 4 months. So I'm looking forward to it.
If Priftiness is added to the game, should it include a new player-owned house location? Moving houses here would require completion of Song of the Elves, 70 construction, and 50,000 coins.
See, I don't need to move my house there, because I can just use my construction cape to teleport there.
If Priftiness is added to the game, should it include some teak and mahogany trees? There will be 3 teak and 2 mahogany trees.
I've never cut teak or mahogany trees. I'm sure that's like, if you wanted 3 teak wood cutting, then, and you know, get 99 million wood cutting XP, then sure.
Well, can't you turn, you can turn teak and mahogany logs into planks, can't you?
Yeah, that's what the next question goes over, and they were pulling adding in a sawmill in the wilderness that Pog. Is farther away from a bank than the one in the woodcutting guild. However, it is the closest one to teak and mahogany trees.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good for Iron Man.
Yeah, and that's good for my Priftiness only Ultimate Iron Man.
Yeah,
He hasn't been able to do anything.
Yeah, yet. you made the account, but you haven't been able to play on it yet.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
That's a yikes.
Then the next one was, if Priftiness is added to the game, should it include new soft clay rocks? These rocks would work exactly like clay rocks, but would give soft clay instead of clay. Wearing a bracelet of clay whilst mining soft clay would grant 2 soft clay instead of 1 for every successful mine. These will require Song of the Elves and 70 mining.
Yeah, if they didn't include those 2 prerequisites, then I'd probably say no. But other than that, that's sure.
So that's good for making like teletabs and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, because you need soft clay for that.
Yep.
And might even lower bots and stuff too. The jug bots to soft.
The
clay.
Jug bots.
Have you ever seen those? I see them all the time on free to play worlds. There's jug bots that fill water jugs. And, you know, make soft clay.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's pretty prevalent.
Well, I guess not nice because they're bots, but, you know, that's interesting.
So this one was the closest one. That's 76.8%, so it was just 1% from not being passed. So that's also pretty interesting that people were...
There's a lot of people that skip these questions. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, why go to the poll and just skip it?
Why even go to the poll at all? Just be like me and not go.
I'm thinking a lot of people go to them, because I skip some of the PvP questions.
That's fair.
And some of the rewards for Song of the Elves, because I was like, this doesn't really pertain to me. I mean, it's going to be literally years till I do any of these pieces of content. So yeah. I probably shouldn't vote in this, just because like, I'm not going to be somebody who's immediately affected by this.
That is fair.
If Priftiness is added to the game, should it include Zolcano, a brand new boss that can only be defeated through skilling? And it got a 90%, so...
Wait, did you skip one?
Oh, yeah, we can go back to that one. I guess what it's related to. But
so,
yeah, Zolcano, a skilling-only boss.
Hell yeah. That's a winter tot.
It's cool because it's unique. We've never had a skilling-only boss.
I think winter it's kind of like Winter Tot.
I know,
and then,
I'm just kidding.
Are you fucking stupid?
Do you use weapons to kill the farming boss that I can't remember?
Yes.
It starts with an
Hespori?
H. Yeah, Hespori. So you do use weapons. Okay. I was curious. I haven't... I just have like 6 seeds sitting in my bank. I haven't done anything with them. But
It's a pretty easy boss.
He has a chance to drop the farming pet.
Yep.
Does he? Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, knowing Nick, he'll probably get it on his first kill.
There he goes, I got the pet.
I got 20,000 seeds in my bank. I finally killed the first one, and I got how the mad, pet, Pepega.
How mad would you be, Joe, if I got the agility
pet? I would delete my account.
Imagine being able to delete your account.
I would contact Jagex.
Hey, can you guys delete my account? I got mad okay, because thanks. Friend got pet before me, Clocks.
Start real world training.
I would start training. Doing agility IRL.
And, turn myself into Jagex. Alright, if Priftinus is added to the game, should it include the Gauntlet, a brand new solo PVM challenge? The rewards for the Gauntlet will be pulled in the upcoming rewards and extras poll.
Yes, and agree. Nice. This sounds exciting.
Yeah, it does.
They shouldn't add that. If it's not content that I can do, I don't want it.
Ha ha!
If
nice
meme. Related, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Well, I already have 99 Slayer, so I need new content.
You need 200 mil Slayer. Oh wait, you need Slayer 2.
Oh, Slayer 2. When is that going to be pulled? Probably after Group Iron Man.
Do you think Slayer 2 would pass if they were like, they're not going to call it Slayer 100%. 2. They'll call I don't know some synonym for the word Slayer, and they pulled it, and it's literally just Slayer. But, like, you need but to like have had 99 version. Slayer.
It's like Slayer as well.
Yeah, it's like Slayer as well. God. You need 99 Slayer to be able to train it. And it's all just, like, high-level monsters.
Hell,
I think that will pass just as easily as them pulling to remove runecrafting.
We should do it in the same pull.
Yep.
If Solcano is added to the game, should she have a chance of dropping crystal tool seeds as a reward? These crystal tool seeds will be used to create crystal pickaxes, crystal axes, crystal harpoons. If none of the below questions pass, this won't be added.
Wait, but what do they do?
I'm assuming it's just like the dragon harpoon. And the dragon axe and the dragon pickaxe. It's like
but
probably better. It's like an even better version of those.
Oh, okay. Items. So it's not degradable or anything. It's just a better version of.
Maybe they'll give more details because we're about to go over the blog, the blog. All those things passed. So everything here passed that they go over in the blog. So then. On into the Song of the Elves rewards poll. This is one where I'd say about half the stuff didn't pass. So a lot of people, I guess, were upset at the end of the day with the stuff that didn't pass. But should crystal armor seeds be added to the gauntlet loot table as described in the blog? These would be used to make crystal armor. And they did pass.
I mean, that's a cool idea, but when would I ever use crystal armor?
Well, special boss.
Is there a boss that requires it?
Yep.
Really?
Boom.
Wait, are you just saying that like as a suggestion? Or is
a suggestion.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And not only that, I think that their goal with the crystal armor is to make it like a really good DPS kind of armor. Like where it's weak at protecting you, but... it's really good at giving you like actual bonuses as far as like your slash and stuff goes.
Okay, I could see that.
If question one passes, should crystal armor have a set effect boosting the damage of the crystal bow as described in the blog? And again, passed.
Sure.
Question three was, should stat degradation be removed from crystal bows, shields, and halberds? This would mean that normal crystal weapons will act like imbued versions. Crystal weapons imbues will be removed from the nightmare zone if this question passes. Crystal seeds will be removed from Zulra's drop table, regardless of the outcome.
I remember that. That's the one where they're like, screw polling, we're just going to remove it. Because we think it's unbalanced. I don't know.
It'd be nice. Finally kills Zulra for the first time.
Zulra I know is not nearly as OP as she was whenever she originally came out, but
I don't
I
like
mean,
Zulra
she's still really
she requires
good, right?
effort to learn, and that's not for me.
They literally call Zulra the money snake. It's like 2 mil an hour.
Yeah, she's pretty good money.
Next one is, should the Blade of Salador be added as a reward for the gauntlet as described in the blog? This would be tradable in its uncharged form, but only usable by those who have completed the quest.
Huh.
It would require charging with crystal shards.
Well, I don't know what it is, but it doesn't matter because it didn't pass. On to the next one.
What is the Blade of Salador?
Some kind of blade.
I guess it'll go over it in the blog. But if question 4 passes, should the Blade of Salador have a special attack called Salador Strike? Costing 100% special attack energy, this attack would deal 50% additional damage. The attack would also knock back and stun enemy players or NPCs that occupy one tile for 4 ticks. However, using the special attack delays your next standard attack by 4 ticks. I thought that was cool. But apparently 40% of the community does not think that
it's great. That did even less than the previous question in terms of guesses.
It's 61% that won't pass, but...
it'll pass in my heart, that's for sure.
That was their early nerf to Granite Mom.
Yeah.
Should an agility course requiring 75 agility be added to Priftinus, it will contain variable shortcuts that increase possible XP gains per hour. This will offer up to 62k XP per hour at 90 agility.
And yes, please. I hate training agility.
So, is this... They don't mention it here, but it would be good to know whether or not it gives Marks of Grace.
Well, I don't think it will, because it's not a rooftop course. And there was that other poll that was like, should we add...
Yeah, Marks but that poll was, I think, from like a couple of years ago.
That's true.
Should the Lorwith dungeon be added to Priftinus? This will contain Dark Beasts, Kuras, Necks, Bloodvelds, Water Fiends, Moss Giants. Dark Beasts will be removed from the Karend Catacombs regardless of the outcome of this situation.
Nice!
Jim Flexion, bro.
Big wiener.
Pulling out more of the regardless of the outcome of the situation.
Regardless, we're going to do this.
So,
pull shit anymore.
Regardless, we're gonna
do regardless of the outcome of it.
That shit triggers the fuck out.
I mean, I'm fine with another Slayer dungeon. Sure.
That literally nerfs my fucking Karend dungeon only Iron Man. That's so fucking stupid. How am I ever gonna get a dark bow?
Should a crystal tree farming patch be added to Priftinus? This will come with an NPC who provides crystal acorns in exchange for other crystal seeds. It requires level 74 farming to plant. After roughly 8 hours of growth time, the tree can be harvested for crystal shards and 13,000 farming XP.
Makes
it better
fun.
Than you seeds, but I don't know how much XP.
Maybe I will.
That's like a magic tree.
Farming.
That is like a magic tree?
I think that's like a magic tree. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure magic trees are like 13k XP.
That sounds pretty good. And it passed with 85%, so...
Dude, I'm so bad at, like, keeping up with my farming runs. I'd probably be 99 by now if I actually just stuck with it.
I haven't done a farming run in like 3 months.
Yeah.
Next question is, should an enhanced crystal chest be added to Priftinus? This will require an enhanced crystal key, 80 smithing and 80 crafting, to open. The chest will offer higher value loot on average than the crystal chest in Tavuli.
How do you get an enhanced crystal key?
I don't know.
Because I have a bunch of crystal keys in my bank.
You might need 80 crafting and smithing to upgrade them to enhanced crystal keys.
Dude, I see crystal keys going up in price on the GE.
Yes, I would
panic spell right
enhance
now.
Them all. You have 80 smithing, 80 crafting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
86 smithing, 85 crafting.
You gotta enhance them all and open up the loot
the big boy chest
in Priftinus.
The biggin chest. I sure will.
That's just Jagex's way of adding in the loot chests already.
Yep. Can't wait for some more microtransactions. The squeal of fortune!
You get 100 enhanced keys for $10.
Oh, and you have a chance of winning 200 mil just from logging in daily.
Should players be able to add crystal dust to super attack, strength, defense potions as described in the blog? This will require 70 herb lore and will create divine versions of those potions.
You skipped another question, by the way.
No, yeah, I know. I'm going to go back up to it.
Okay.
Which provide the same stat boost, except it is renewed every 15 seconds for 5 minutes. If stats are reduced to a level below your base stat, the potion's effect will wear off.
That kind of reminds me of the granite dust from the Kills boss.
See, it failed, but someone I read on Reddit, someone said that they should make it to where they're untradeable and then repull it.
I bet it would pass, too.
Yeah. I think that'd be cool.
I don't think that they're going to repull anything. I think that this was, like, the last Song of the Elves pull. I mean, they might do another repull, but...
Yeah.
Should players be able to add crystal dust to ranging potions as described in the blog, this will require 74 herb lore and will create a divine ranging potion which provides the same stat boost, except it is renewed every 15 seconds for 5 minutes. If stats are reduced to a low level below your base stat, the potion's effect will wear off.
So it's the same thing as the one you just read.
And then except the one for below ranging it. Potions.
Yep, and the one below it is the same thing, but for magic potions. And they all failed.
And they all fail.
And it just keeps going down. Battle mage potions, super combat potions.
Yeah,
all those ones failed. Yeah. As well.
Wait, go back up to the teleport 11. Crystals one. No, number 10. 10.
An infinite version of the teleport crystal with unlimited charges be added? This could be pickpocketed from citizens in Pryphtanus or obtained as a drop from Pryphtanus guards. It will be tradable, but only usable by those who have completed Song of the Elves.
Yes, 100% add this into the game, please.
That sounds amazing.
I say this because I literally have hundreds of the normal crystals in my bank because I need them for my farming run.
Seems like this is going to be a pretty high-level area. I mean, most of the content they add into the game right now, anyway, is high-level.
Yeah, you better get on that level, Nick.
Yep. Climb up to my stature.
Should rare crystal implings be added to Pryphtanus, requiring 80 hunter to catch, these would have their own loot table containing elven-themed items.
Damn it! You know what? I can already tell what this is going to be. You ready?
What?
This is going to be an elite achievement diary task, and it's going to say... Please catch a crystal impling. And guess what? I only have 76 hunter, so now I'm going to have to train hunter in order to get my achievement diary cape back.
Dude, you and I have the same.
Thanks, Jagex.
You only got 4 levels. You could probably boost the shit.
Yeah, but...
Dude, it'll take you like...
That doesn't look as nice.
It'll take you like max, like 2 hours out doing black salamanders.
To get to 80?
Yeah, two and a half doing black salamanders. Shit's like 110k XP per hour.
That's pretty fast, actually. Yeah. I might just have to just nut up and go do that.
Yeah. If question 17 passes, should Elven Signets be added to the Crystal Impling loot table? This is a ring that provides a 5% chance to preserve a charge on certain crystal equipment when won.
Sure.
It's a ring, so it's kind of useless.
It's
anyway,
a signet. But... Is that like an amulet?
I think
it says
so.
This
yeah,
is a
I
ring.
This
oh,
is a ring.
Oh, I'm really good at reading and paying attention.
Yeah, I'm retarded.
That's why I said it's a ring. So unless the ring has some sort of stats on it, it's going to be fucking useless. No one's going to use it.
Yeah. I mean, there could be people that have this, but they don't have a berserker ring, as an example. So who knows?
That'll be good for all the Pryphtanus only Ultimate Iron Mans.
Yep, and they can't go and get the rings from the Dagoneth Kings.
Alright, moving on into the main pull blog. We'll kind of go quickly over some of the pull questions and the ones that passed and the different areas and the stuff that's being added. But as far as what the gauntlet is, Pryphtanus will feature some brand new, unique pieces of content. The first of these is the Gauntlet, created by the elves as a training ground to ensure they were capable of defending the city during the God Wars. The Gauntlet is a new solo PVM minigame that will push your skills to their limits. And then completion of the Gauntlet will grant you access to a new loot table. Failing to finish either by death or leaving early will give a small token reward based upon how well you performed but won't grant any chance of a unique. The gauntlet is a dangerous minigame, so death will result in the loss of a hardcore Iron Man status.
Raids 3 confirmed?
That's kind of what it sounds like to some extent.
I figured that they should have used this area to make the next raid. Because, I mean, like, it would kind of be a cool raid if it was all, like, elven themed and you had some, like, elven, like, weapons.
Maybe this is kind of like a, I don't know, a mini raid. But, yeah, that would have been a smart way of doing the mini raid. And then moving on into Crystal Armor, the Gauntlet loot table won't be just made of existing items. It will also offer the only way for you to obtain Crystal Armor, a brand new armor set designed to complement the existing crystal weaponry. The armor will consist of three pieces, a helmet, a chest plate, and plate legs. Equipping the items in this will require 70 defense and 50 agility.
That makes sense. You have to be very agile when you're wearing very fragile armor.
Very fragile armor. The gauntlet loot table won't directly give crystal armor. Instead, it will have a chance of giving a crystal armor seed. A crystal armor seed can be combined with crystal shards to create the pieces of the new crystal armor set. Crystal shards are another new item that players will be able to obtain by completing various activities in Pryktinus, including the gauntlet. Crystal armor seeds will be tradable, but crystal shards in the armor itself will not. The rate at which crystal shards are gathered will vary depending on the activity, but the maximum will be roughly 50 shards per hour. So,
Okay.
Crystal helmet requires 1 seed, 50 shards, 70 smithing, plate legs, 2 seeds, 100 shards, 72 smithing, 72 crafting, and the crystal chest plate requires 3 seeds, 150 shards, 74 smithing, and 74 crafting.
Cool.
So, seems...
it's pretty neat.
Pretty cool, yeah. And then, as far as the stats for the crystal armor, where is it? Crystal armor to revert their seeds. Any crystal shards will be lost. Oh, wow. They, I guess apparently... They give 0 attack, the crystal armor, and purely only defensive stats. Although really? I feel like since this blog, they've completely changed the stats. Because in one of the recent poll blogs, I'll pull it up after we finish this one. They talked about how they wanted to change it into being glass cannon armor. So this is an older blog, so they probably have changed the stats here since then.
Okay.
Moving on into Zulcano. Although the elves did their best to avoid the God Wars, they were unable to stop the carnage reaching Pryktinus. Over the thousands of years that the God Wars took place, many foes came into the city in the hope of claiming the knowledge and power of the elves. One of these foes was Zulcano, once a demon in service to Zamorak. Her ambition eventually got to the better of her, and she was cursed by the god during an attempted uprising against him. This curse doomed her to turn to stone. And that's the brand new boss, Zulcano. And
exciting.
Yes. It's mining, smithing, and runecrafting.
Yep.
Dude, free X-fucking-P? What?
Free mining XP, because I ain't training enough.
Hell yeah. All three of those skills are fucking aids.
And then on top of this, Zulcano's attacks will be powerful and will not scale for lower levels, so a high hit points level is recommended.
Get fucking wrecked.
Nice. No more 10 HP Iron Man.
Yeah, dude.
Players will be able to fight Zulcano both alone and in a group. So it sounds like it's probably going to be a lot like Wintertide.
It's going to be like Wintertide, except you can't be a bitch with 10 HP and take one.
It's going to be like Wintertide, except it's not.
Except it's going to be better. It's going to be better, Todd.
Wait, is there going to be a new pet, like the Phoenix?
It's going to be like a volcano. It's like a turtle.
Literally a volcano with legs.
The pet should be a fucking turtle with a volcano on its back. It'd be so
actually, awesome. That does sound awesome.
It sounds fucking lit.
Hopefully Jagex listens to this podcast and puts that in the game.
And then Crystal Tools will be part of Zulcano. Zulcano will not be a new training method, and as such will only grant tokens token amounts of experience. Instead, the reward for defeating Zolcano will be access to her loot table. This table will contain gems, ores, and a brand new unique item, the Crystal Tool Seed. The experience per hour from fighting Zolcano should be no more than 1,000 in smithing and runecrafting, and no more than 5,000 in mining. So, it sounds like a shitty version of Winter Tot to me.
Except you can't get runecrafting XP from Winter Tot. Yeah, Winter Tot is ridiculous XP.
I think at one point I was getting like 300k XP per hour. That's just absurd. Especially when you're making money. I don't know very many methods where you get 300k XP per hour and make money.
True. Winter Tot is one of them.
So the three items that you'll get is the Crystal Pickaxe. This will have a quarter chance to mine an ore one tick faster than the Rune Pickaxe, up from 1/6 for the Dragon Pickaxe. Then the Dragon Axe, this will be 15% more efficient at chopping logs than the Rune Axe, up from 10% for the Dragon Axe. And then for the Crystal Harpoon, this will have a 35% faster chance rate when fishing at a harpoon fishing spot, up from 20% for the Dragon Harpoon. So again, just better versions of those items.
Yeah, I'm going to go for those items on release.
Yeah.
They're going to be worth mills. Guaranteed.
Well, bills.
Bills.
Are they tradable?
I don't think so.
Oh, are they not? Oh, never mind then.
I don't think they're tradable.
I'm still going to get them though. I'm just not going to say, oh, I got this item and it's worth bills.
Yeah, because crystal tools are untradeable and can only be made in Pryphidus, they require the Song of Elves quest.
Nice.
A dangerous death in PvP will cause crystal tools to revert into their dragon equivalents, which would then be dropped for the killer. Any crystal shards will be lost. So.
Wait, so you use the thing on the dragon counterpart to turn it into the crystal tool, right?
Is that what it's saying?
I don't think so, no. Wait, do you both charge them to doing so or turn the crystal to see the relevant dragon item? Okay, no, you do use it to upgrade them. Okay.
I was about to say, that would be broken. You know how?
Because then you're just spawning in dragon items at that point.
Yeah, you'd be dragon. Because dragon pickaxes are like 20-something mil, aren't they?
No, they're like 5 or 6 mil.
Yeah, like 5 mil.
Okay.
Like 5.5, maybe.
That's fucking nuts. You just go out there and I can kill Carl and just spawn a dragon pickaxe.
Yeah, just come kill me real quick.
We can just do it over and over again.
Yeah. True.
Okay, okay. Well, I mean, that's pretty much that, right?
So, okay, so they have changed the crystal armor stats. So the way that the crystal armor stats work now is they've super lowered the defense on it. And
really?
They've made it, cut it into, a quarter, almost. And now it provides a high range bonus. And
so it's ranging armor?
Yeah, so it's like ranging armor, and it lowers your magic damage, so it's not going to be used for magic. And it provides zero for all the melee stats.
Okay, I guess it's stupid, but yeah.
Lit. I can agree with that.
I'm also assuming, I don't see anything stats-wise about it yet, but I think it's safe to assume it's probably very light armor, too, if it requires a high agility level.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not even a high agility level, but it requires
requires a agility as opposed to not an agility level.
An agility, Carl?
English is hard, okay? Forgive me.
And then moving on into questions, because we're not going to have any kind of forum or shit post, just because this podcast is being recorded so close to the last one. We did get one question on our Discord server from 07 New, and he asked, how should I start farming? And I thought Joe could talk about the best way to start out. Like, what would you recommend to somebody who's starting out farming? You know, like the Secateurs, like maybe what plants they should be doing, what quests they should do.
So I talked to Noob about it, and he ended up just starting off with doing potatoes, because you can get potato seeds as drops from like low level mobs as a member. If you have the thieving level, you can pickpocket the master farmer and get plenty of seeds for leveling up your farming. But in his one potato run that he did, he went from 1 to like 10 farming. And those allotments only take about 45 minutes to grow all the way? I don't know. Let me see.
Something like that, yeah.
Let's see.
The other thing somebody should do, I mean, is Fairy Tale Part 1, right? I mean,
that 100%. One doesn't even require... Get the magic secatures. But that only works for herbs.
So potatoes only take 40 minutes to grow.
40 minutes, okay.
So if you do 2 full potato runs at the different allotments, which... The 3 allotments that you should be able to use right away would be the one south of Falador, the one
north
of Catherby, and then the one north of Ardoon. If you do 2 of those runs, you'll have a high enough farming level to do oak trees, which I think is like level 15. And if you can get some acorns off the Grand Exchange or out of some birds,
they're
nests
very common from the Master Farmer.
Yeah, or from the Master Farmer. Basically leveling your farming comes down to like trees are the most helpful thing.
Just kidding, you can't get them from the Master Farmer. I was lying.
Oh, you can't, rip. Trees are like the most helpful thing. They give like large amounts of XP, and it's like a one and done thing. You do like a tree run once a day. There are 4 different tree spots to do them, and that's how you level up your farming. That's all I really did, was tree runs from like 15 all the way to 80. I didn't do anything else. So those are pretty easy.
Don't magic secateurs work on more than just herbs?
Nope.
It just increases the yield that you get.
They increase the yield of herbs you get from the herb patch.
I'm pretty sure it works on allotments too.
Mm-mm.
No, it does. I'm like 99% sure that it does.
Really? Okay. I mean, you're right. It says it on the wiki.
Okay.
But I, for whatever reason, just never knew that. I don't know.
But, weird. Okay. My big recommendation is doing.
Yeah, then 100% you want to do that as early as possible. Increases the crop yield of herbs, allotments, grapevines, and hops by 10%.
Not only that, it gives you 3,500 farming XP, which I don't know how many levels that gives you, but that's got to give you some free, like, early levels.
That's, like, well, level 8.
Don't you have to have a farming level to do it, though?
Level 10.
No, there's no farming level requirement.
Only for part 2, I think.
Yeah, for part 2.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. That's definitely a good starting point.
And then I think the recipe... Yeah, the recipe for Disaster Goblin General... subquest has no farming requirement, and it gives 1,000 farming XP.
So oh wow,
do both of those nice. For some quick farming XP.
Well, that's good. I still learn things from this game.
So maybe a question that we have, or a question to ask that I thought of, is what is the most nostalgic memory you have of RuneScape in general? Like, what is something, every time you think of RuneScape, what is the, like, something that brings you back to when you were a kid?
Oh, I remember.
You want to go first, Carl?
I'll go first. I remember walking down the street from school to my local public library, getting a library card, hopping on that computer for an hour, because you only had an hour at the time, and you had to get off and go do something else. And I still remember walking up and down Port Sirim and like attacking men, listening to the Sea Shanty 2 song, because I had no idea how to play the game. But that's what I remember.
Other than going to the library and playing RuneScape all the time, because it was very difficult to get a hold of the computer at my house, I think the big thing that I did was. I love to fish at the Karamja port. I would, like, fish lobsters there. And at the time, I don't think that it's a very common place. But the time in, like, 2007, 2006, It was fairly common if you were a free-to-play player for, like, tons of people there to be fishing. And I just remember, like, just there talking so much shit. And I got muted, like, on my account, like, 4 or 5 times in 2007, 2006, just because, like, all the dumb, stupid, like, extremely cringy stuff I would say.
So I'm actually pretty sure that's the only place you can fish lobsters in free-to-play.
Okay. True. So that's
is that back? Yeah. Yep.
That was so... It may still be full. I've never gone to a free-to-play world and went over to that dock, but... Yeah, that's a really big memory there. Going there, and then I didn't know what I was doing, so I would just immediately sell the lobsters at the general store.
Yeah, there was a general store south of that fishing area.
Yeah, so I would just do that all day. It's just like, fish the lobsters, immediately go sell them. Don't even cook them. Don't even try to bank them or whatever. Just sell them at the Grand Exchange. Or yeah, not Grand Exchange, the general store, because there was no Grand Exchange at the time.
Yep. Good times.
Yep.
So I think mine was whenever I was in fifth grade. It was maybe a couple months after I had made my account. It had been a while. I had a friend who also played RuneScape in my neighborhood named Jordan. And so what we would do is before school is we would log on and go into the sewers under Drainer and kill zombies to like level up our combat stats and stuff. And for a while, I didn't know how to change your combat stance. So I had, I ended up having, I don't even fucking know. It was,
I had 80 attack and, 10
I had, 60. I had, 60 attack, and I had, 25 strength and defense. And my friend was like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Dude, I can use rune now, and I'm down there killing these zombies with a rune battle axe." And he's like, "You know, your other skills suck, right?" So then he showed me how to change it, and then every morning I would get on and kill a bunch of zombies, and then I'd go meet him at the bus stop, and we'd talk about RuneScape. So it was pretty fun.
I remember for the longest time I would always use two-handed weapons.
I remember when I thought the Dragon 2H was so good. Boy, was I wrong.
Oh, I remember when I finally got the magic level to enter the Mage's Guild. I thought I was the hottest shit ever. I start going online and looking for groups of people who like maging clans and stuff like that. I'm like, oh my god, you guys, I'm really fucking good at magic. All right. I'm in the Magic Guild. I think that because that was the first skill that I ever got to be high. At that point, I think it's 50 or something like that. And I'm pretty sure the way that I trained it at the time was just I don't know, doing spell, using spells to fight anybody. But yeah.
It was always that, and it was snow days. Anytime you'd wake up and you'd have a snow day, you'd just be like, oh my god, I get to sit at home all day and play RuneScape.
I get to play RuneScape all day, every day.
That shit was so fucking lit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember printing out quest guides, because, I only had one screen, and it was always difficult swapping between things, so I would print out the quest guides and look at them physically and cross out the things that I've done.
No way. You actually did that?
Yeah, that's what I used to do for quest guides.
That's pretty lit, actually.
I didn't have a printer, and I just remember always pulling up Rune HQ and it fucking crashing my webpage.
Rune HQ was the big thing back then.
That's what I would do. I'd go to Rune HQ and print the page.
Well, remember, there was no client, RuneScape client back then. You had to play it from your webpage.
The browser, yeah. That's right.
Oh, fuck. This game's come a long way, fellas.
My brother making fun of me for playing RuneScape. He was like, "That game's so bad. Look at Morrowind over here. Look at how much better this game is." And now Morrowind is super memed for being terrible.
Yeah, and RuneScape is still getting bigger.
Yeah. You guys got any other possible questions you want to ask before you move on into the after show?
Do I have any questions? Why are more people not in our Discord yet? No, I'm just kidding. if you guys forgot, join our Discord.
Forgot.
We don't bite.
Yeah. You can join, And that's one time. And then please don't leave immediately.
Yeah, don't leave. Yeah, you'll hurt my feelings if you do that.
And those and two people that left, send
come
me
back.
Send me a Discord message. Try joining again. Do something. If it really is something going on that for whatever reason you can't join the Discord, just send me an email. I don't know anything, and I'll get you back in. I'll help you out. I'll help you figure it out.
Yeah.
Never let go.
And if you guys ever need some extra content, and you know you're waiting for the next podcast, feel free to watch some streams. You know, you might see me online, twitch.tv/afcarl.
Yeah, the next one is probably going to be a little while out. And this one's a little bit longer than normal. So hopefully, you know, that kind of makes up for it for you guys. But yeah, the next one probably is going to
probably be the next one.
Join the Discord for updates.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted.
So I'm also going to be, Carl's going to be streaming. If you're interested, I mean, I don't like plugging my stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Plug your stuff, buddy. Plug your stuff.
I'm starting up a hardcore Iron Man, and I'm planning on maybe streaming it. Problem is, my internet's garbage, so if I do stream, and there is some form of interest in a hardcore Iron Man stream, it would be nice to know so I can move my computer to my mom's house. Because she's got good internet.
She's got the good internet.
And I can do, you know, hours, and I can stream for hours over there. So
cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I guess we can move on into the after show now. We got one iTunes review from Zazzy, who is also somebody who joined the Discord.
Nice.
He said, Level 99 podcast. Good lads to listen to. They care about the game in their own special way. Can't wait for more. I'm gonna spin that as like a good special way, but he's probably like, you know, these guys,
dude,
they have a weird way about thinking about the game. But you know, I'm all for it. I'll listen.
Yeah. I love how inefficiently I play this game.
That's probably what it is. It's like, yeah, it's really weird. They play the game and all their host does is Nightmare Zone. It's super weird.
He doesn't do Slayer or anything.
he doesn't do Slayer. He does Nightmare Zone and he splashes.
How does he not have 99 every combat skill by now?
Idiot.
Actual degenerate.
It's all right, Nick. I'm going to start working on my Hunter next, so that way you're not beating me in Hunter anymore.
Yeah, and I got to get 80 so I'm not behind when Song of the Elves comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Black Salamanders, good XP.
Yeah, I might do that after I've had like 10 beers.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're an alcoholic now. Okay.
No, I'm
okay.
Just saying that's the only way to enjoy Hunter.
I'm going to get super drunk with my wife tomorrow at Nashville.
So. Nice.
Looking
Fun.
Forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
Let me see. We got no emails. I guess that's the end. Again, you should join the Discord. We have the link in the description. You can meme out and get a notification from us when the podcast has been uploaded. If you want to be heard on the show, you can leave us a 5-star iTunes review, or you can send us an email. We'll also read and respond to YouTube comments. So
and
keep that in mind too.
Everyone that's listened to the podcast so far, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Make
you guys
me
got
hard.
Any? You guys got any final words? Anything you want to say?
Throw
out there.
Happy scraping.
Fucking time.
It's bad.
I actually haven't said that for the last few ones. All right. Maybe it was the last one. Whatever.
It's okay, fellas.
Hey, I gotta have something cringy to say. All right.
We're in it to win it for the long run.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Jerk me off.